Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from Studio E here at my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations. And by the way, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. A special shout always goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, and let's not forget our U.S. Coast Guard and all those people keeping us free and safe out there, too. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, we'd like to say thanks very much for helping keep America rolling along. That goes for especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx, the UPS drivers, the bulk mail haulers, Felix and the bulk mail haulers, as well as our Amazon warehouse people. Thanks to the folks in Atlanta chiming in a little while ago, our Amazon drivers as well, and our suicide jockeys. Delivering the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us on MeWe. We're also on Gab and Parler the same way. And we're also on Getter. We're on True Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and you can go over there and check out all the things that are over there, the links that are there, including the link that goes to this young lady's page right here, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com.
Good morning.
There you are. There they are.
Good morning.
Here we are. The tourists are alive and well in Tampa today, I'll tell you what. And by the way, there had to have been 250 to 300,000 people over along the beach waiting to watch that shot last night that didn't happen.
Yeah, that's the sad part about it all.
Yep, now they got to go back home and do it all over again. And they will. They will, although there's a lot of people that are staying in the area, so it'll be what it'll be. Now, it is a Monday morning. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, over the weekend, we had a bombshell report come out again. We've been hearing about this for some time. We have thought this, you and I both, from the beginning. But here we go with new intel, credible intel, verifiable intel, that the Wuhan lab leak in China was most likely the origin of COVID that spread across the world.
Well, the Department of Energy is coming out with the report. And they said low confidence. But nonetheless, that's what they're putting the emphasis on, is the lab leak. The FBI, I think it was, I don't know if they had different data or what, but their report was pretty much the same. And they said moderate confidence. So the White House is not agreeing really with any of it. But then again, they're not even trying.
Mm-hmm.
So it tells you if there's no other indicator of something else, but the Department of Energy, and why the Department of Energy would come out with this, I don't know why they had what they had to do with it. It's really kind of remarkable. So between these two and the fact that they published this report, the Republicans are pretty well livid on this, and they should be, because remember, it caused censorship, it caused huge discussions, and I think it was Senator Tom Cotton that was the first one that came out with this.
Mm-hmm.
And of course he was excoriated for it. So Republicans are looking for an apology. They're never going to get it, but the rest of us, including social media, we know it came out of the Wuhan lab. Now, if it was a mistake, if it was an accident, if it was purposeful, then it was a question. But, yeah, so now the big question is Fauci. And could it be a criminal situation? Because they have really, what they have done is said, okay, this thing happened at the Wuhan lab, and it was paid for by U.S. tax dollars because of Fauci under gain of function. And millions of people died across the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so is this a criminal situation here because the United States didn't formally do this as a program? Fauci did it kind of as a backdoor kind of thing, or a, you know, hidden kind of situation. So there's going to be more that's going to come from this report. And the fact that there's no other explanation, but they're putting some kind of confidence, low or moderate, mm-hmm. and it says that there's no other means or source to this. So, yeah, that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen.
All righty, folks.
We should be outraged.
All righty, folks. Hang on. Denise and I will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And why won't Biden go to East Palestine, Ohio? Denise thinks she knows. She'll tell you. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I will do that, Kyle. This segment of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends over there at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And they are currently the second largest, most company for personal auto insurance. And they've been in business over 85 years. Now, they can insure over 26 million people, as they're doing right now. And they can insure a whole bunch more because of what they do and how they're doing it. They're saving people money. Now, this is what they're doing. You can go over to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Take a look, see at what they've got in the way of car insurance, truck insurance, whatever it is you're driving. Maybe you're driving a moped, whatever it is, and they can cover that. But where you really save the money is when you start bundling things to the policy, like maybe you have a motorcycle, maybe you have an ATV, maybe you have a boat, maybe you have an RV. Add that to the policy, it'll save money. Then here comes the homeowners or the renters, or the condo insurance, which will really take a massive chunk off your bill. Now, a lot of people save several hundred dollars doing this. It's not as expensive as you would think. And you owe it to yourself to go over to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, to find out, number one, either where your local agent is, if you can drive over and see them, or number two, you can get questions right off the website, Geico.com, and you can get your policy over there and then go see your agent if that's what you want to do. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Representative Davidson, a Republican from Pennsylvania, it says Trump finally drew help for the East Palestinian folks by showing up and bringing several truckloads of supplies with them. Over the weekend, more stuff showed up with Rudy Giuliani in charge. And Joe Biden and the federal government has failed thus far to do much of anything.
Well, Buttigieg shows up, and he was about as cold and detached and distant as he could be. There was a bunch of, it was just such arrogance in him. And in fact, a couple people in the media, various media, asked if he would do some kind of an interview or and threw some questions out there that he refused to really answer. In fact, his PR person even said that she would take over at answering any questions in his stead, but she had to turn the cameras off. And she would not answer any questions until the camera was off. So that tells you how sanctimonious these people are. And, you know, if you're not going to answer questions publicly as the secretary of a major agency of the government, then what's the use? And I'm not sure I know what he offered these people. Trump goes and, you know, he shows up and was very personal with really anybody that spoke to him.
Mm-hmm.
So therein lies the difference. Now, Biden's not going to go. It's pretty clear. And even if he does go, the criticism would be pretty strong and rightly so because of how long it's taken him to get there. Now, you know, he says that they've been on top of everything and you know, they've had his agency people, they've, you know, talked to, you know, those people every day, blah, 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 blah. Well, okay, yeah. I believe that one of the reasons is that he is not going is because it's really a Trump voting district. You know, those people don't have any use for Democrats. They're just, you know, salt of the earth, hardworking people that just were, you know, kind of keep the machinery of their area and the economy running. So I think that tells you how ignorant the Biden administration is about mm-hmm. people and citizens across this country outside the Beltway. I mean, it's really yeah. quite remarkable.
Here's what he said that really got to me. He was asked on Friday if he would be visiting the site of the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. And his response was bizarre, to say the least. He said, well, I did a whole video on it. And he couldn't remember that it was actually a Zoom video.
Zoom call, right.
Yeah, and then he says, of all things, listen to this crap, Zoom. I can hear the name of it and think of Zoom. It's that song of my generation. Who's Zoom and who?
Zoom and who, right.
What the hell?
Well, who's Zoom and who really means who's putting one thing over on somebody else.
Right, right. So at this point, he's no longer a serious person. As a matter of fact, he seems completely out of it.
Correct.
Wow. And he's the president. All right, let's go to the phone call I got here. Let me see here. Where are you? Backgammon Bob, what's going on?
Yeah, well, Buttigieg is a good example of what happens when you put community organizer-type people in real positions.
Oh, but he was a mayor.
Well,
that's not a good one.
Anyway, I just want to comment on one thing here that says here says Democrats are complaining about teaching about communism is offending Asian Americans, and that's being taught over in the schools. And I want to ask Denise, what is our best chance of getting the government out of public schools? And the other thing I want to run by is a quote I saw on the internet, and a good example of what happens with low-key, humoristic conservatism is Reagan said, recession is when your neighbor loses his job, depression is when you lose your job, and recovery is when Jimmy Carter loses his job.
All right. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Yep,
go ahead, Denise.
His question was, how do you get government out of the school system? Well, when Trump was in office, he tried very hard when he had her name escapes me, Secretary of Education. I can see her. Anyway, he said to her that she needed to work herself out of a job, meaning get rid of the Department of Education. And she tried pretty hard, but what ended up happening during her time as secretary is you had this big scandal that was going on in the universities, you know, about these rape cases, and mm-hmm. then you had, if I recall, what was the name of that FBI program they did when found out that all these elites were paying these people to take their tests for them, and they were getting into elite schools out of donations and false applications.
Oh, I don't remember the name, but I know what you're talking about.
So you ended up with several scandals that she couldn't work her way out of a job and eliminate the Department of Education. Vivek Ramaswamy, who is running for president, and Governor DeSantis have both said that it's time that some of these government agencies literally move out of Washington, D.C. and move into other parts of the country. So
yep.
you start taking away the concentration of power. And I've agreed with that for quite some time. So certainly one of them could be the Department of Education if we don't get rid of it completely. But I think it's time that there be some lawsuits. And you say you can't sue the government. Well, you can. And some of these people have what is known as sovereign immunity, that you can't sue them. And that includes teachers' unions.
Yep.
But you can't sue them on a civil matter, but you can on a criminal matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we have reached the point of criminal situations here when it comes to the Department of Education and what is happening there. So while we have new leadership in the House, Republicans, and we have all these committees investigating, by God, I would certainly establish one when it comes to education and these teachers' unions and the lockdowns and that whole thing, because I think there's some nastiness that's been on.
I agree. Well, to be continued tomorrow on the program. You have yourself a great day and enjoy the weather.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check it out. See all the great things she has to offer. In the meantime, I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch and our military segment.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. The Padres are dealing out another big contract to their star third baseman. ESPN is reporting San Diego's finalizing an 11-year extension worth $350 million with Manny Machado. The new contract will keep Machado with the Padres through the 2033 season. The deal also reportedly includes no opt-outs and a full no-trade clause. The 30-year-old had originally signed a 10-year, $300 million deal with San Diego in 2019, but had told reporters he planned to opt out of the final 5 years. Jamie Lee Curtis says a Freaky Friday sequel is going to happen. Curtis told Variety without saying there's anything officially happening. Of course it's going to happen. Earlier this month, the actress posted a photo of her and co-star from the first film, Lindsay Lohan, saying, "It's Friday, I'm just saying." Freaky fingers crossed. The original film was released in 2023, generating over $160 million during its theatrical run. Julio Flores, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed it is. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at National Aviation Academy. Now, I will tell you all about them after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. But the first place you should go is to find out about them by going to the website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. One more time, NAA.edu. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one is in Clearwater, Florida, here in my backyard. I'm on this side of the bay in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. And the second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside the city limits of Boston. In either case, you should contact them. I'll tell you how in a minute. Go to their website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Check out what they're all about. And then give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call. and asked to take the tour of one of their campuses. You'd be glad you did. And it's a tremendous experience to become an aviation maintenance technician. For sure. The job is well rewarding and well deserving of your skills. If you can have any technical skills at all, you can certainly make a lot of money as an aviation maintenance technician. Well, on the war's first anniversary, the United States and the Pentagon announced it would send more drones to Ukraine as part of a new $2 billion package to help the country's fight against Russia on the first anniversary of the invasion. Well, that's wonderful, but that's not exactly what they're looking for. But that's okay. It's a start, I suppose. And Marine Corps plans to overhaul 25 of its installations. Quite frankly, they have no choice. The changes include improving the barracks, rethinking where the service positions itself, and protecting bases from adversaries as well as climate change. A lot of the Marine bases have been where they're at forever, but maybe the time has come to move them a little bit. Maybe a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, if you know what I mean. I get it. I watched what they did at, I believe it was Camp Lejeune, when they rebuilt a whole bunch of stuff there, when I was going in and out as a contractor. But anyway, tanks requested by the Ukraine, and this is nuts, tanks requested by the Ukraine, the M1 Abrams tanks, may not make it to the Ukraine this year, according to the U.S. Army Secretary. The U.S. Army is weighing how to get those M1 Abrams tanks to the Ukraine, but they may not even arrive this year, the Services Secretary said last week. Again, that's crazy. I mean, even Eric over in Tennessee could figure out how to get those tanks there. I could figure out how to get those tanks there. Would it involve a bunch of ships? Oh, yeah. Can you do it by plane? Yeah, but it would take you forever, because you can only haul a couple of those tanks on a big plane at one time. That's it. Now, Boeing says that they'll close the Super Hornet production line in 2025. Boeing will end the F/A-18E/F Super Hornet production in 2025 and will not accept any more orders beyond the 8 aircraft contract added to the special fiscal 2023 budget. In the meantime, North Korea says it test-fired some long-range cruise missiles, and yeah, they did. Right down beside where the U.S. and the South Koreans were training along with the Australians. Yep, they sure did. Thank God they were not over the top of them, or that we would have shot them down, I'm sure. Now, how has the U.S. adopted a new intelligence playbook to expose the Russian plans? Now, the bolder disclosures are part of a larger effort to stymie the Kremlin's offensive in Ukraine and align support for Kiev's war effort in allied countries. Well, it doesn't take much when all you got to do is show those missiles raining in on the apartment buildings by the Russians. I mean, come on. And by the way, if I could find out, you know, if the world could find out who it was that was launching those missiles, the crews and the person that gave the order, I think they should be literally locked up, hung, or tried, found guilty, and then hung for what they did. Because, unfortunately, this is not what we do in a war between two countries, or a gentleman's war, as you might call it, This is what the damn fools do. They get the rest of the fools in trouble. So maybe we can get to the end of this and stop it. Maybe. By the way, Biden's arms deal policy is to balance human rights and competition. That's what Joe Biden said. The White House updated the U.S. policy on conventional weapons and the transfers to other countries, adding a broader threshold to deny deals on human rights grounds, even as the Biden administration sends to bolster the competitiveness of the U.S. defense industry abroad. In other words, you are what you speak. You are what you speak. Speaking of which, as the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion came around, nearly one-half of American voters see the war in Ukraine as a stalemate. Now, the latest Rasmussen reports, the National Telephone and Online Survey, finds that just 19% of the likely U.S. voters believe Russia is winning the war in Ukraine. 21% think Ukraine is winning, down from 32% in December. And 46% see the war in Ukraine as basically a stalemate. That's up from 36% in December. Yet another 14% are just not sure who's winning. Well, those are the people that are asleep at the switch. And in case you haven't heard, Congressman Matt Gaetz has proposed legislation, actually it's a resolution, not a law, but a resolution, that would end the U.S. military preference in Syria. Now, according to Gaetz, the revolution was designed to force Biden to get involved. And he did to a certain degree, but he didn't as much as what they wanted him to be there as. Also, you might know that the U.S. and the United Arab Emirates, their soldiers are training together. And we'll see what happens there. That could lead to a lot of other things. But in the meantime, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, with what he has to say. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. Thank you very much. This is Jeff in Sarasota. And by the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends over at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura, part of the Moss family automotive system. Now, the great thing about Moss Acura is that if you have served in the military, or if you are a veteran, or if you're an active duty serving military person, or if you are an active duty or retired first responder, being EMS, being fire, being police, or a church pastor too, you can get a great deal at Moss Acura. Great deal. It's called the You Serve, You Save program. And they also have Moss Care that comes with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle, because they want to honor those who serve America and have served America each and every day. That's just their way of saying thank you. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Check them out online and see what they have to offer. Okay, the watchdog on Wall Street is here, Mr. Chris Markowski. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
You ready for some baseball?
Yeah, I see that it started kicked off this past weekend down there, right?
80-degree weather. Yeah, you bet it's kicking all week long. We're going to have 80-degree temperatures.
Oh, nice.
Come on down.
I'm sure lots of people are. I'm sure it's probably difficult to get reservations down there right now based upon, the baseball starting up and everything like that.
Well, it is, and one of the things they're having a problem with is they rent a house, okay, and it's like a single-occupancy house. How many people can you put in there, right?
Uh-huh.
There'll be 14 cars out in front of it.
Oh, boy.
That's the problem. And the landlords are trying to figure out what to do about it.
Yeah.
Because when you rent a house, you rent a house.
Oh, yeah.
So they did that to themselves. But anyway, the weather's nice, so come on down. You'll love some good baseball. Good baseball going to be happening this year, I do believe. Well, we did have one problem last night. SpaceX said about T-minus 5 minutes, noticed a problem. And they had to scrub the flight at T-minus 2 minutes because they were having an issue over some sort of switches with the jet engines. And they didn't want to, you know, have another problem that they didn't know about. So they just scrubbed it for today, and maybe they'll be back tonight or tomorrow or whatever, but they'll be back. Then they'll launch that six.
What was the purpose? Is this more satellites?
No, this is six people going to the space station.
Oh wow!
It's to get the Russians and the American off that are there that had to fix the station. It was leaking. Remember?
Yeah.
They had to fix the station, so now they're sending six back up. Some of them are technical people to help finish the work.
Oh wow.
Supposedly, you'll be there for 6 months.
Oh, wow. That's, yeah. And I heard that there was a Russian rocket going up as well, so.
Yes. And Musk is sending up another one with a whole bunch of those, whatever he calls them, Space Link, I guess, satellite things?
Yes, the Starlink satellites.
Starlink, there we go.
They're quite interesting, that company, and the deals that they've actually signed with some of the cell phone companies. If you lose service, it automatically kicks in for any sort of SOS thing that you want to use. I think right now, I mean, it's cost prohibitive for most people, but it's pretty interesting technology, to say the least.
Well, some of the fire departments that I know of around have got that now.
Yeah. Well, there is no such thing as dead zones. You can be in the middle of the ocean and it'll work.
Right, and I get that, and that's a great idea. However, as you said, it's not cost prohibitive at the moment.
Yeah.
Very, very expensive. Now, what do you think about this new Intel information coming out over the weekend about the Wuhan lab, and the leak there was most likely the COVID origin?
Again, extra read all about it. No one's really surprised by this, unless the mainstream media and some of those other outlets. It's almost as if there was, the government and media working together to kind of push this narrative for such a long period of time. We'll see, whether or not, the story has legs. I mean, it does to some degree. But what's the reaction behind this? What's the reaction the rest of the globe behind this? Again, it's like it's news that's out there that nobody really wants to hear.
Well, here's news I bet nobody wants to hear either. Do you remember 50 years ago? I'll test your memory. 50 years ago, Wounded Knee, the protest. Remember that? When the feds went after the Indians on the reservation and they wanted to arrest the chief or something, and the Indians said, no way in hell, and they decided to come busted out of there, and they got shot up. The feds got shot up, and I believe one of them got killed.
I'm trying, vaguely. I've read a little bit about it. I can't remember it. Yeah, obviously, that clearly was too young, but I know I've read about it. I just can't remember it exactly.
Yeah, well, today is the 50th anniversary.
Yeah. I can't. What started that thing off? I mean, the feds have a history going into places.
Indians cannot be charged on their own reservation by the federal government for anything. Uh-huh. It's up to the Indian reservation police and the tribal council. So that's where this started, and that's where it went south real quick.
Oh boy. Yeah, I don't have much recollection of that, but I've read about it.
You forgot about the Onondagas.
Yeah.
You forgot about the Buck brothers down there playing box lacrosse.
Oh, not those guys, no.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Yeah, that was something to watch. All right, well, inflation surge is showing how the Fed got it wrong again, because we're not supposed to be having a surge. We were supposed to be going into the toilet, right?
Well, the Fed didn't do anything with the current batch of inflation. Again, this is just part of the entire, remedy that they keep proposing, that raising rates is going to solve this. This is a supply issue on all fronts. I mean, there's areas out there that the Fed really can't do much about. They can't increase supply of energy. You can't, do away with the avian flu with the eggs. And there's a lot out there that just can't be dealt with. Sure, you can go out there and try to crush the economy as best you possibly can, but Again, what's that going to solve? You're going to put people in unemployment lines and on, government assistance? What's the point behind that? To me, this is all a supply side equation. The money supply has come down. They've sucked a lot of that out, which was necessary because it got out of control because of all the COVID stimulus nonsense that's taken place. More and more COVID stimulus is going away. A lot of the people that were put on Medicaid are going to be kicked off Medicaid moving forward because they were some of these COVID they expanded upon that during COVID.
Right.
So little by little, some of these things are going to start going away.
Yeah, apparently 14 million people could be losing their Medicaid.
Yeah, also as well. I mean, kids haven't been paying their student loans for years now. And got that Supreme Court case that's coming up right now that, it's very important. Basically, it's a check on presidential power, quite frankly.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens with that.
And what people seem to forget is that a lot of these illegals are on Medicaid. They shouldn't be.
But again, Medicaid or whatever handout, you can just show up at the hospital and they're gonna give you service.
Well, they're gonna sure, but you don't come in and you're automatically handed a Medicaid card and here you go.
Oh no, yeah, no.
But that's what part of the problem is.
I think that certain states that allow that.
California.
Yeah, and I think that's going by the wayside soon.
Yeah, so it's a shame that they're doing that. So they're talking about doing away with that. And of course, the Democrats are just pulling her hair out. Now, something interesting happened a little while ago. About a month ago, energy prices very quietly creeped up. Did you notice that?
Yeah. That's one of the reasons why inflation ticked up for the reading for January. It was because of the energy creep over the course of the month.
So what's happened in the last week or 10 days to energy?
Well, it's volatile. And
It dropped big time.
I know. These movements, it's also been helpful as well that we didn't get the really cold winter over in Europe and in regards to supply of natural gas. It's natural gas very, very low. We actually supply more than 50% of Europe's natural gas at this point in time. But again, it's still supply issues and we've got to get that supply up, in case there's any type of shock. Because any shock right now to the system could definitely drive prices higher.
Well, I understand that, and tomorrow we'll talk about all the signs that are out there seem to be pushing inflation higher, not lower, higher. And I don't, we got to do something to stop this. I don't know what, but maybe you can tell us.
All right, I will discuss that.
All right, thank you. Have yourself a great day. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go over there, check it out. And we're going to have a bonus when we come back. Frank Silvato had to call off today because his mother is having an issue and she's in the hospital. So, Kyle.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.